So thank you goes out to our awesome sponsors, The Vorg, VoiceOver Extra, The VoiceOver Collective, and Nava. And so right now we're going to go to Chef Deb Monroe and do our audition underground. Woo!
Yay. Woo! Yay! We get to listen to Lawrence Brisky. We're excited. The narration, if you guys want to follow along with the script, you go to voradioonline.com. Or on your apps and look into the listeners section there where you'll see Audition Underground and you can follow along with the script. So you're going to play that?
Sure are. Just here we go.
Every voiceover talent from beginners to intermediate to veterans want to have feedback on their audition. This can be a very costly endeavor. VO Radio has just the solution with our Audition Underground. Here's another voiceover talent brave enough to enter the Audition Underground zone on VO Radio.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and announce who our audition is this week?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I just did. My bad for prematurely doing that. Lawrence Brisky in the narration category, taking us to the Bermuda Triangle. I can't wait to hear what you do, Lawrence.
Lawrence Brisky.
For many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. Also known as the Devil's Triangle, the area includes the western section of the North Atlantic. Ships and aircraft have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. More current and in-depth research has revealed that the number of missing ships and planes is proportionately no different than anywhere else in the ocean. Lawrence Brisky.
Okay.
VO Radio.
Awesome. Helps if I put it in the right spot.
That's great. You gonna play it?
Okay. Wanna play it again?
Show me critique or are you playing it twice? I can critique.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Do it once, then we can play it again for them. Okay. Lawrence, thank you so much. I love that you understand the pace for these kinds of scripts. Your pace was really good. You did take your time. So I was really appreciative to that because I think a lot of people miss it with narration. You don't realize that you're not necessarily timed. So you don't have to be in a rush. And there's lots of scenes that can kind of draw that conversation out in different ways as well. So I love that. One of the first things I heard for you, Lawrence, I would want to work on with you is where your voice is placed. It's placed in your nasal cavity. So it's got a little bit of a bad, what I call a denasal sound, or what we would call a denasal sound. So it's just a little bit of a bad cold. So your nose, your voice is placed just a little bit in the nasal quality right there. It wasn't 100% throughout, but I think just understanding a bit on voice placements would be excellent for you. And I felt that you did a lot of, you leave us up hanging like this a lot, and then up like this again, and up like this again, and only a couple times did you kind of close it off and bring it down. Don't be afraid to use that beautiful tone of yours to whisper every once in a while, for even for a project like that, give us a different texture. You could still play with going faster a little bit once in a while and stay with that nice slow pacing, but I really love your overall choice of pacing. I would just play with that and be careful hitting, you hit things purposely and blah, blah, blah. So it takes us out of that real moment that you're thinking these words, because you're a part of the experience. So just a little bit, a reedy, just a little bit for me, but there's some really nice stuff in there. I would work on that placement and a bit of that, just a bit of the reed in the way in which you brought it to life, just showing you that it's not just a voice over.
Good points. What do you think, Diana?
Excellent read. I mean, the tone is beautiful. You're in the sweet spot for this type of read and narration. I'll get right to my thoughts. So the first sentence where you are, I don't have the script in front of me, but you were giving the areas or the scientists and so on and so forth. They were just a little bit too choppy and spaced out. You could give that a little bit more flow to them so that we know what else is coming. There are more things that are coming. Second half of the script, all of a sudden your pitch raised up quite a bit. And that's also where like the nasally came in. Like you might've just had some cold or some mucus stuck in there, which happens to the best of us, every day. So, you want to make sure that you are staying in the pitch that you're wanting to deliver throughout. Unless you're, completely changing personalities and, there's all of a sudden a shipwreck and everything changes and there's drama. And I wanted to circle back to what Deb said about the and when you're going to an and this happened, and almost, I will say 95% of the time, never lift it. There's no reason to lift it. What's important is before the, that word and after the word. So unless the client puts an underline and capitalizes that word and, it's just another word.
Well, unless there's a benefit to the and. Like, so a benefit is you're going to get this and we're going to give you this too. But usually it's the topic, not the and or the but, or depending on when you want to
You don't want to add any dynamics to words or just filler words in essence. So, yeah, really cool. Stacy, what's your thoughts about this? Your teenager thoughts, as we like to throw at you.
I'm busy scribbling my notes here, my teenager notes in school. That's the last thing you just said about and. I always have a problem with that because in today's speech, I'm always stressing those words and. Okay, Lawrence, I do love your voice. There's this maybe, you know, I don't know if I know enough to, if this is what Diana was speaking of, but what I hear is a bit of irony and a tinge of humor or sarcasm to your voice. It could be how you end some of those words. And I'm not saying that's a good or bad thing, but it was kind of fun for me in this read. Yes, I enjoyed your pace and your timing. I guess the only thing I would say, a little more wonder with the Bermuda Triangle read. It's sounding like you know something and you're sharing versus you're sharing something that we all don't know. So that's my only
comment. That's a great comment. And actually, I was waiting for Deb and Diana to offer that because I know they have in other critiques, but I heard the kind of the same thing. And I know they both will probably agree because we'd be here for an hour, each of us, if we gave all the stuff we comment on. But I didn't feel like it had enough, I guess I call it drama. It didn't have enough curiosity, wondrous. What's really going on in the Bermuda Triangle? It didn't have enough of that, like I told the pseudonym the other day, the things that make you go, remember that song? I want to hear, I want you to make me have to think subliminally, what is going on there? That's weird. I don't want to be told the story in a predictable method. I want to be able to hear you make me go, wow, what the heck is going on? And this is awfully odd. So that wondrous, we could use a million different ideas of words, is what I felt was missing. I think overall, they all hit it on the head for you, man. I would just add to that make sure you don't be afraid to. I tell people, my final comment will be, I tell people when I direct and when I do sessions and when I coach and teach and audition review and stuff is, I tell people, always give 25 to 30% more than you typically would. If you're going to deliver something, add 25 to 30% more than you would. They call it overacting in a lot of scenarios. But the reason is, when they build it and they put the value under it, the music, the sound effects, the visual component, all the other goodies, if you are down, it's going to drag you down even further. If you are too far up, they're going to have to bring the music and the sound and everything up to meet you. So you want to be able to find that area where you have just enough, a little bit more than you would in the dry voice, so that when we add the music and the sound build and the visual, that complements that overall presence and it doesn't bring down the piece. It keeps the piece coming up to you where you're at. So something to be said about that. I learned that a long time ago, that I always give them a little bit more, especially in an audition environment, because they think they can push you downhill easier than they push you uphill. And I've been in sessions where they've said, he's too over the top. Well, I can back him down. Nah. But if he's, can you push him up a bit? I'm not sure. Yeah, you can work on pushing him up more. They feel like it's up or down, depending on who they are. So I always try to tell people, give it a little bit more than you probably would, because they're going to hopefully bring you down easier than they think they can push you uphill, so to say. So anybody last thoughts on that before we go to our trivia and wrap things up?
Yes. I just want to say that I love the character voice you just did, Anthony. That was really
That's
nice,
a true. Right? That's a true killer client of mine.
That's one of your clients.
It sure
like,
is.
I know.
No, I don't like that. Why? He told me to wait inside then.
You'll get him to turn it up now.
Exactly, right?
I was just going to say one last note about the directorial direction it was going in. A script goes in. You know, the director could have given the specs that supposed to be dry or expert.
Yeah.
or they would have come in with give me more mystical wonder, whimsy. So the funny thing is that didn't come to my mind when I was listening to his audition, because I love the sound of his voice and I like the story. But it just didn't occur to me that, oh, he's not sounding more as wondrous as I would like him to.
Good point.
So it just depends on where the specs are and where the director is pushing you.
Exactly.
But
good
I thought
point.
Everything you said, Anthony, was brilliant.
And you know what, Lauren? There you go, man, because everything from Stacy to Deb to Diana to me, everything's food for thought, constructive sharing the love, take it for what it's worth, sponge out what you need, and I'm sure you're going to find a lot of good stuff in there with all of these auditions. And especially you out there listening on demand, go to the Audition Underground area and listen to the last 7 to 10 or whatever, or I think there's like 12 now up there for the 12 weeks or so we've been doing these. You're going to have really good quality learning experience, like Deb was saying about their get mic thing. The best way to really learn in this business is to listen to other people's auditions and critiques of the audition. And you can sponge off and learn from those people's growing pains, so to say. So no doubt about that. That's a really valid point.